This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We put emphasis on what I said before, public-private partnerships, which we accompany. So when we define a project like our global educational initiative, I just describe it in a second, we have under the leadership of Cisco and many other companies, practically all the big names, we try to revolutionize the educational system of Jordan, Egypt, and now Burundi, by working together with the local authorities. We work also together with UNESCO, not only to equip the schools, but to put to retrain the teachers, to put the new curricula into place. So we work together with the, we accompany those we do not, that's a difference to the Clinton Initiative, which mainly, and which is a good thing, which asks companies to pledge some money, to make a commitment, and some to come back and to report. We are with the initiative from the beginning to the end. But there's one other difference.
Special guest host coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm finishing up with your calls right now. And Alex Jones, your host, Chaz in North Carolina. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
I think 1776 is the answer to a lot more than 1984. It is the answer to the WEF and the CFR and the EU and the WHO and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, and as soon as our politicians and our corrupt generals, if they would decide that they're going to let blue helmets and foreign invaders come out here and they want to utilize that little map and section us off into no-go zones, the answer to that is 1776. As far back as I can go, on my paternal side of my family, a man named John Nutter fought side by side with General George Washington, and he helped found the town of Bridgeton, Delaware. And on my maternal side, I've had grandparents flee the Bolshevik Revolution, Polish Jews and German Jews, and their children went back to Europe and fought. And I'll be daggone if some lunatic in a suit with a big fat bank account is going to cooperate with foreign entities and tell me I don't have rights and I don't own a piece of dirt. I was here first, you know?
Sir, you're absolutely right, and we just have to declare our new Declaration of Independence, and I love the point you make. The answer in 1984 isn't just 1776. The answer to the WEF is 1776. The answer to Bill Gates is 1776. The answer to forced injections is 1776. The answer to open borders is 1776. The answer to the pedophile rings is 1776. The answer to them trying to take our guns is 1776. The answer to their tyranny is 1776.
And I've only got one more thing to say with a short plug. Out libertatum, out mortem mihi da. That means give me liberty or give me death.
And you know,
I just want you to know that your turmeric product in combination with those high quality fish oils, when you have curcumin in your body, it allows the uptake for DHA and EPH or whatever it is. It allows for a higher uptake past the blood-brain barrier. And when you have curcumin and those compounds in your body, it allows for your brain to stimulate new neural growth. It repairs old neurons, and it allows for a higher synapsis function inside your brain.
Absolutely. The fish oil, the krill oil with the turmeric 95 is incredible. I hope folks get it. It's InfoWars MD products at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, great call. Thank you. Lauren and Gary, I'm going to hit a few final stories and hand the baton to our guest host, who's taking over in the middle of the next segment. Please stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patreon. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number four. Owen Schroyer and the War Room takes over 3 p.m. Central. Owen's taking some deserved time off right now, so it's the great Harrison Smith sitting in, or at least that's what he was doing yesterday. 3 p.m. Central coming up in about 52 minutes from now, 53 minutes from now. All right, now let's go to Lauren in California. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Really excited, so I'm kind of nervous. Been listening to you for 15 years, first-time caller. I just wanted to do a product plug and let everybody know again who hasn't bought anything to buy. Years ago, I loaded up on the X2. The X2 is amazing. I think it kind of helps with weight, keeps weight down, keeps you a nice slim figure. The Super Female Vitality is great. I work in a wine tasting room, so I'm pouring wine for tons of people. The Brain Force, the B12, those are my go-tos. People always ask me, how do you remember this? How do you remember this? And I tell them, Brain Force, InfoWars.com. Also, being here in California, I'm able to buy local produce. That's one thing. I saw this article that said they're going to now start shooting up beef with the mRNA vaccines.
And well, they're not going to start. Really, they're already vaccinating cows all over the world with the poison.
Yeah.
So it's now we're going to be eating spike protein in the beef.
Yeah. And what are you going to do? I'm lucky enough to live in a very aggy community. Just split half a cow with my family. If you look at the, it seems like a lot of money. But
you save a lot. I mean, hell, when you actually buy from the farmers, you get it for like a third the price.
Absolutely. And we've got all this. And I had a roast last night. It was just totally killer. But basically, that's it. I just want to promote that to people, to tell them, you know, there's a farmer's market everywhere. Go to your farmer's market. People need to, like, learn how to cook again because, you know, when you're going to a farmer's market, you're getting local produce, seasonal produce. It's like, what do I do with butternut?
That's right. None of this is an option. It's got to be done. And the more we support farmer's markets, the more we do this, the more we become healthy, and the bigger the market gets. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I'd go visit my grandmother in East Texas probably 3 weeks out of the year when my parents would go on vacation to Europe or Mexico or wherever. They put me in grandma's house. And my grandmother was a school teacher and a school administrator. We had a farm and a ranch as well. But we mainly raised, like, cows and pigs and sometimes a few crops. But she didn't go to the grocery store a lot of times. She would drive around with me to three or four people's houses, and she'd get a big old slab of meat. She'd get just all sorts of, you know, black-eyed peas or green beans or squash or whatever, and then we'd go home and cook that. And that's what she'd do, just stop at people's houses and buy food, and there was dinner. And so that's what people are supposed to do, and that's normal.
I mean, chickens, like one of the easiest things you could have, chickens, fresh eggs, meat. It sounds scary and intimidating, but once you start doing it and living that way, it makes a lot of sense. I love you. I'm so glad you're around, and I support when I can. I'm lucky enough to stay home with my daughter right now, so we buy when we can, but I love you, Alex, and listen every day.
Well, I love you too, Lauren. Thanks for the call. Thanks for holding. Gary in Illinois, last caller before I hand the baton to our guest host.
Hey, Alex, I want to talk about a couple things. First and most important is keeping you on the air. Back when I was listening in the early 2000s, I wanted more and paid the extra to be able to get, you know, the TV version of it. Are you hearing me?
I am. You're talking about PrisonPlanet.tv. And as soon as bandwidth costs went down, we made it free. But, yeah, the full archive of decades of shows is at PrisonPlanet.tv still to this day for free.
Well, I mean, I'd be the first one to sign up for paying $8-$10 a month for anything, you know.
No, I hear you. Our model has always been try to give it out for free, but we're looking at making documentaries and special reports and special shows again that are going to be for subscribers. So, believe me, brother, if you want it, it's coming back.
Right, because you get 1 million people that signed up on there, and they just get a little something.
Oh, we'd have no problem funding ourselves if that happened.
And another thing was I had this password that I could witness the people with the password. I was able to let 8 people watch on my account. That helped a lot, too. I was,
well, the subscribers of PrisonPlanet.tv financed so much of what we've done, and then things got really good for us in 2015. We had plenty of money. So I said, well, it's free now. I don't need money. Now, today, we're barely on air, so that's why we made PrisonPlanet.tv free. But, yes, we are planning on bringing a hybrid program back where, like, an hour or two is free, then a couple hours with special guests and subscriber. I mean, I've got a bunch of offers on other networks and other things. I'm trying to keep InfoWars on the air. So we're doing this as best we can. But if the enemy thinks they're going to shut us down, they're gravely mistaken. They got to kill me or put me in prison or completely shut the web off. They're not shutting anything down thanks to your support, brother. It's you, the viewers, that have decided to keep us on air, and we really appreciate it. Anything else, Gary?
Oh, yeah. This is great research stuff. I'd like to see a squad of generals in the military start fulfilling their oath and maybe take a few platoons scattered around the world and even start military crackdowns or just taking care of business.
Well, I mean, that's where things are headed. So we do have Nuremberg 2 getting fired up in Europe with the German vice president. We do have criminal investigations in Florida. But we do have a Declaration of Independence. And I'm not calling for violence at this point. And I'm not going to offensively start anything. But, yes, we have the Second Amendment as an emergency backup for a reason. And the idea they're trying to demonize that is because the tyrants know they're planning on pushing stuff so bad They're trying to force us into violent confrontation. That's why I think we should keep our powder dry, my friend. Thank you so much for your call. All right. I really want to thank the viewers and listeners for tuning in today. Lord willing, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. I'm very humble and very blessed to have been so successful against the enemy. All of that credit goes to God and the viewers and listeners of this show that have made it possible. Maria Z at Z Media with 3 E's, ZEEEmedia.com, takes over. She's a leading light in Australia battling tyranny. We're going to break in 2.5 minutes, but I wanted her to take over now and give people a prelude to what she's about to cover. Maria, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Alex. And isn't it amazing to see the power of truth all around the world? People are gathering to tell the truth and listen to the truth. And this is why the globalists are fighting so hard to shut InfoWars up and to shut all of us up. There is some really amazing news that's come out of Australia where they are now referring to us as terrorists. Alex covered this just the other day. And I want to talk about what actually led to the police talking about monitoring online conspiracy theorists' accounts and how they're actually painting anti-vaxxers as terrorists. Similar actions that have happened in New Zealand and something that's coming out of China, which I think is very, very strange. You know, the mainstream media talking about the worst pandemic ever out of China, millions upon millions of cases. But yet China's opening its borders and we're going to start getting people leaving China again, coming into different countries. Is this their way of trying to create a new pandemic? We'll dig into that a lot more later on in the show. But just to touch on that truth point, you know, I was reflecting on the first time that I appeared on the, that I actually hosted The Alex Jones Show, and I'm so grateful to the team and to Alex for connecting people all around the world like this, connecting me with their viewers, connecting other people with their viewers and their listeners, because this is a globally coordinated plan. It's a global takeover that we are witnessing. And so it is so important to hear from the tactics from every different country, because what happens here first will come to you if it's successful. You know, Alex was just speaking about the fact that people are starting to become aware of 15-minute cities. When I first hosted the Alex Jones Show, I came and I spoke to everyone about the Melbourne experiment, the United Nations boasting about how the Melbourne lockdowns were so great for the climate and they're going to use it in future for climate lockdowns to build your digital prison. We'll talk about that a little bit as well, but I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that people around the world are starting to realize what is happening. And that's what we've needed from the beginning. We need worldwide resistance to this global takeover. And I believe it's happening. I'll be back with you right on the other side of this break to talk about that more.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z. Now, the last time that I was on here, I spoke about the propaganda that the WEF released and the WHO, and it was a doctor talking about anti-science aggression and the fact that, or anti-vax aggression, now is a killing force globally, saying that it is responsible, and I quote, according to them, for more death than gun violence and global terrorism. So they've started to compare anti-vaxxers, what they call anti-vaxxers, which is people that want to withhold their participation in a Frankenstein medical experiment. They're calling them terrorists. And it's not the first time that we've heard this term. New Zealand's been doing it for a little while. I'm going to go over that. But it's coming for every country. Canada started doing this as well. As Alex said the other day, it's happening all over the world. But what sparked this particular video that I'm going to show you in a moment from Australia was a story that we heard in the mainstream media about two crazy conspiracy theorists, three, living on a property. And apparently, you know, they police went in to initially conduct a welfare check. Then we were told that they went to investigate a missing person. Then we were told that they had a warrant for this person's arrest. Because a police officer months ago, listen to this, saw this person crossing a border when unvaccinated people were not allowed to cross a border. They thought this person had weapons. He had a gun license, but apparently he had more weapons than he was permitted to have. But they didn't do anything about it at the time. So later on, they got a warrant for his arrest something like 12 months later. What they're doing is talking about tighter border controls now to make sure that unvaccinated people, if we have a situation like that again, unvaccinated people can't travel, you know, can't be traveling borders like that. And they've painted these people as these crazy off-grid living in a remote location. So I'm just telling you the official narrative that's changed about 400 times a day since the story came out. And of course I'm exaggerating here, but you understand what I mean. They've told us that they're part of some cult. They've also said, you know, that they were Christians, Armageddon type, you know, apocalyptic type, beliefs, posting videos online about their apocalyptic beliefs. Well, I saw a couple of those videos. I can't say I saw them all. But, you know, they were just sort of talking about what the Bible says is going to happen in the end times. So the things that a lot of people talk about online. And they've said that, you know, these people are living off-grid in a remote location, you know, crazy off-gridders. So trying to scare people away from living off-grid. And the house backs on to a school, apparently. So that's not really this insane remote location. And, you know, interestingly enough, we've heard reports that the property was trying to be bought up by the government for some time because there's a crucial gas line there that the property's on. And apparently the family was being harassed for quite some time by police, who later on admitted that they'd been there several times. And, of course, you won't hear this on the mainstream media. And, you know, two inexperienced officers apparently have gone in. There's been a shootout, and we've been told that these people were crazy, insane killers. Now, I'm not supposed to talk to you impartially about this situation because me applying my critical thinking means I'm a terrorist according to my government. I'm not allowed to pick apart this story and pick apart the parts that the mainstream media just don't make sense about, which is anything that they report because they're liars, because they're funded by Bill Gates. You know, The Guardian has the gall to ask for donations on their page saying that they're independent and they need funding to keep going when they received $10 million, over $10 million reportedly in grants from Bill Gates to report on how great the COVID-19 injections are. And you want to put up a please pay me to keep reporting, to keep shilling for Bill Gates. These people can't be trusted. And so what the Australian police have responded with, if the team can cue up that video right now of the Australian police, I want to show you how they're painting people right now and what they're, how they're trying to scare us from even talking about this. I'll let the video go.
So they're skilled at looking at things like religiously motivated extremism, ideological motivated extremism, issue-motivated extremism, grievance-fueled violence, and even pathological-fueled violence.
Are you broadly concerned, I guess, after seeing something like this with an attack on police and the rise in kind of conspiracy theories at the start of COVID? Is that something that police are concerned about?
Of course. And right across the country. I mean, part of my role is in counter-terrorism, and we meet nationally with the Australian New Zealand Counter-Terrorism Committee and discuss these issues regularly. So we do investigate and monitor people who demonstrate and we know show concerning behaviour. Or if it's anybody out there that knows of someone that might be showing concerning behaviour around, you know, conspiracy theories, anti-government, anti-police, conspiracy theories around COVID-19 vaccination, as what we're seeing with the Trump family, we'd want to know that. We want to know about that. And you can either contact police directly or go through Crime Stoppers. What we can see is sentiment displayed by the three individuals, the three Trump family members, that appears anti-government, anti-police, conspiracy theorist type thing. So in all of the social media postings, we'll be looking at who are the other people posting material, who are the people that own those sites, where are they located, and then we'll go inspect them.
Now, I'm not saying that this family was innocent. I'm not saying that, you know, some of what the mainstream media has said about this story is not true. I mean, who knows? The point is you cannot trust the media. And as much as the government would like me to not say these words because apparently that makes me dangerous, you cannot trust the government. And they're ramping up trying to make people afraid to speak or think critically or pick apart a situation and, you know, allocating counter-terrorism teams to monitor anti-vax conspiracy theories, which they regard as concerning behavior. So, you know, like we showed from the WHO, they're saying that this anti-vax aggression is a killing force responsible for more death than gun violence and global terrorism. And now the Australian police are calling for people to report anyone that is anti-government, that is, you know, what did they say, anti-government or anti-police to Crime Stoppers or their local police station. Because you have questions about the people, public servants, that reportedly serve you, who are paid by your taxes to serve you and to answer to the public. You're not allowed to do that anymore. Well, then I'd like my taxes back, please. We'll be right back after this break.
I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold on stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. Pain MD. HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking about how the globalists are labeling us as crazy terrorists, conspiracy theorists, and extremists, and how this all started in Australia. The reason I told you the backstory of what happened here was because basically we're being treated as though we can't talk about this, and we're crazy if we do. You know, even in Canada, if you look up the term psychosis, it gives the example of someone who thinks that their government's trying to hurt them. And so the globalists are trying to make us afraid to speak the truth. And I simply refuse to back down. I refuse to be afraid to tell the truth, because the truth is so powerful. And I started, you know, this particular broadcast off with that. It really is. The truth doesn't need to defend itself, as in it doesn't need to justify itself. It defends itself. And the truth cuts through the lies, and it cuts through their BS. And that's all this is. It's just BS. It's fear tactics. It's trying to scare you. But they are, and I cannot deny, they are operating in lockstep. And I want to talk to you about New Zealand. You know, Jacinda Ardern, I like to call her Jabcinda. This woman is a real psychopath. She is
a very, very talented actress, fooled a lot of the world into thinking she was a good woman, particularly with how she dealt with the Christchurch situation. But just like we saw with 9/11, just like we saw with what happened in Christchurch, and just like we saw with what happened recently with this shooting in Australia, there are more laws calling for example, with the Patriot Act in 9/11. In New Zealand, they're talking about how they're going to combat extremism following the Christchurch situation. And in Australia, you know, more gun reforms. We've already got incredibly strict gun laws here. But they want more gun reforms. And so New Zealand security services launched an initiative recently to help the public identify warning signs of violent extremism. This was in October of this year. And they said that their Secret Service is launching an initiative to help them identify people who may have been radicalized. The guide is Know the Signs, a guide for identifying signs of violent extremism, details dozens of indicators that a friend or family member could be planning a terror attack. I mean, the stuff that's in this guide, I don't know if the team can find it while I'm talking. I've got it up here, but I'm just going to read some of it to you. The mindsets and ideologies, it's called Know the Signs New Zealand. Mindset and ideology consumes violent extremist videos, media, music, or messaging. But what is it that they consider violent extremist videos, media, music, or messaging? Well, they consider conspiracy theories violent extremism. They consider it a global killing force. They consider themselves at war with the people who think that these injections may be harmful. Who dare to say that out loud? Who dare to say, maybe this story here that the government is using in order to bring in more laws and monitor conspiracy theorists doesn't really add up? Identifies with a violent extremist cause. Well, we know from what they've told us that they think that anti-vax activism is an extremist cause. Oh, so I am against people being killed by this death shot, so now I'm an extremist. Look at that face. That is the face of evil right there. I can't stand looking at her. Develops a hostile us versus them worldview. I mean, this very broadcast, everything that I'm saying could be perceived in that manner. No, I'm not against government. I'm not against police. I'm against corruption. I'm against a global takeover. I'm against government officials getting up in the media every single day reading us cases that mean nothing because the PCR test cannot distinguish between a simple cold, a sniffle, and COVID, whatever that is, and telling us that we need to go and get injected or we can't leave our houses. And then denying or refusing to talk about the excess mortality rates as a result of those injections. That's what I'm against. I'm against murderers doing that. And that is what they are. Supports the use of violence to further their cause. Well, every single broadcast that I listen to, and including my broadcast, have never once called for violence. We just want justice the right way, lawfully, peacefully. We want justice and criminals to be held accountable for what they've done. And expresses a willingness or desire to die on behalf of a violent extremist cause. I've heard many people say, this is the hill that I'm going to die on. And that could easily be misconstrued by these people. You know, something that is actually quite noble, and it is, to fight against a globalist terrorist organization that is the New World Order by standing up to them with truth. If the team can cue up the video of Jacinda Ardern declaring that we are at war with the people.
But we'll also be an advocate to address the weapons that are new. After all, the face of war has changed, and with that, the weapons used. This is no longer a hypothetical. The weapons of war have changed. They are upon us and require the same level of action and activity that we put into the weapons of old. And surely we can start with violent extremism and terrorist content online. We're also focused on prevention, understanding the interactions between online environments and the real world that can lead to radicalization. As leaders, we're rightly concerned that even the most light-touch approaches to disinformation could be misinterpreted as being hostile to the values of free speech that we value so highly. After all, how do you successfully end a war if people are led to believe the reason for its existence is not only legal but noble? How do you tackle climate change if people do not believe it exists? How do you ensure the human rights of others are upheld when they are subjected to hateful and dangerous rhetoric and ideology? The weapons may be different, but the goals of those who perpetuate them is often the same: to cause chaos and reduce the ability of others to defend themselves, to disband communities, to collapse the collective strength of countries who work together. Thank you.
She got a standing ovation there for telling the world that we are at war with the people, with those that spread what they call misinformation, with those that deny climate change, repeatedly saying that we are at war, we are at war. It's them declaring war on us, not the other way around. They are the ones who declared war first when they released a bioweapon, and then they released a bioweapon shot, which made people sicker and made people drop dead at every corner. That's why we have defibrillators on the streets in Australia, because so many people are dying. And yet she wants to get up in front of the United Nations and say, we are at war with people that would deny that we are telling the truth. And everyone in that room got up and gave her a big round of applause for her spewing lies about radicalization from online content. You're the radical. You're the radical who looks at people in the eye and tells them to go and get an injection that you know is going to kill millions. You are the radical, and we are well within our rights to call you out for it. You disgusting human being. These people are insane. And they're willingly insane. And now we have this situation out of China, and we have the timing of the treaty or the IHR amendments. And I believe that it is all tying together. And this is exactly why they want to shut us up. More to come right on the other side of this break. You don't want to miss this.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Overwhelmed emergency wards, queues outside crematoriums, terrified people refusing to leave home is apparently what's happening in China right now. And yet, they've eased all their restrictions and they're opening their borders and China's open to the world again in January. What is going on? If the team can just get the footage out of China ready and just play it on mute, I'll talk people through what's actually going on over there. I've got four clips for everyone to have a look. So what we've seen is footage emerge out of China of these body bags that look extremely uniform. I don't see the shape of a human body in these bags. They look like they're filled with, you know, potatoes or sand or something. Again, they just look extremely uniform, but we're being told that bodies are just piling up. We've got this footage of body after body in crematoriums to the point where apparently Chinese people have to carry in their loved ones and line up outside of crematoriums and carry them themselves to the crematoriums because they're just dying en masse. And the official story is that China's changed their COVID death statistic reporting so that you actually have to die exclusively from COVID for them to call it a COVID death, which should be the case anyway, might I add. Here it is. This is people apparently wheeling their loved ones to the crematoriums. Where are they getting body bags and beds? Where are these people getting these body bags and these beds, these gurneys, to take their loved ones into the crematoriums? How do regular people get access to this many beds and body bags? I mean, the propaganda that's coming out of there is insane. But there's a reason for it. There is a reason for it. We've got the WHA, the the World Health Assembly working on these international health regulation amendments where they're erasing your human rights, all of the above. This footage, I'll pause here. This footage is interesting because it says that Xi has released, loosely translated, Xi has released a new bioweapon, or the CCP has released a new bioweapon. This is apparently graffiti in China warning the world that a new bioweapon has been released. So I want to talk about a couple of different things that may be happening here. First of all, this is the mainstream media's propaganda around this. They're saying that there was something like 300 million cases one day last week. And all these deaths, but China's not reporting the deaths because they're not dying exclusively from COVID. They're dying from other causes, so they're not reporting them as COVID deaths. Well, why all the body bags then? Is it a 5G attack? Is it something that's happening from the injections? Is it nothing at all? Is it just propaganda footage like we saw at the start? You know, do you remember when people were dropping dead on the streets? I, to this day, have not seen one person from COVID drop dead on the streets. I have seen people pass out and go into a fit from the injections. But we don't know exactly what's going on. What we do know is that China is saying that they're going to open their borders in January. They're not reporting deaths. The mainstream media is saying there are countless deaths. This footage, they say eyeballs can't be censored. This is what they're saying. Oh, so now you don't want to censor, do you? Now you want information to get out there because you're telling us the truth all of a sudden. Lying scum. Queues of hearses can be seen stretching through civic centers. Yellow and red body bags are clearly stacked in the halls and outside the entrances of funeral homes. So what is actually going on in China? Are people dropping en masse from the injections? Have they launched a 5G attack? Has the CCP created a new bioweapon, as the graffiti told us over there? Or are they doing all of this exactly as they did at the start, releasing all this propaganda out of China, opening their borders in order to say that the virus or this, deadly pandemic, because the headlines actually say here in Australia, the worst of the pandemic, the worst nightmares, our worst fears, all of the above are happening now as we speak in China. I don't know how that happens, lockdowns didn't work to contain the virus, and nothing changed after you unlocked the world. What happened was the injections are what actually are causing all of the issues. But I want to talk about this last point, which is that the United States is requiring people to they're imposing mandatory COVID testing for travelers from China, right? Fair enough. If the PCR test or the RAT test is the gold standard, and this is my point I was trying to make in Telegram last night, which, by the way, if you're not in my Telegram, jump in there, Z Media with 3 E's, fantastic group of critically thinking individuals in there and around the clock news. So Australia is resisting international moves to test Chinese tourists for COVID, right? It's saying that Albanese, our prime minister, who was selected, said that he would rely on medical advice, which is to keep the borders open. Okay, hang on a second. Let's dial back a minute. You told us that the gold standard was lockdowns, social distancing, not traveling between states, so on and so forth, especially if you're unvaccinated. And you told us that the PCR was the gold standard to make sure that we can identify tests. But our Prime Minister is saying, no, we're going to keep the borders open, which is fine. There's no problem keeping the borders open. But all of a sudden, the medical advice doesn't include your gold standard of testing that is apparently just the most reliable thing on the planet, which can't tell the difference between a sniffle and, a respiratory virus. And so why? Why is this happening now? Why is China opening up with this kind of so-called outbreak? Why is the mainstream media reporting this outbreak? Why is the Prime Minister responding to this and saying, even though the situation in China is so bad, we're going to keep our borders open? The situation may not even exist, and I doubt that it does, because this is the nature of propaganda and this is the nature of the globalists. It's scare tactics. My point is, our Prime Minister is responding as though the situation exists. The US is responding as though the situation exists. They are responding as though the worst outbreak on the planet is happening in China right now, and yet they are bringing in people from China to our countries. Why? And not testing them with their gold standard test. Why? Well, they need to get through the International Health Regulations amendments where they've erased your dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms. They need your consent to get away with their treaty. Dr. Francis Boyle was just on here the other day warning about this. I've warned about this. Alex has warned about this. The treaty is the most dangerous thing facing us to date. This is a global medical takeover. And I really, really think, and I've got this hunch, so much so that I reported on it on Christmas Eve, that something is happening with the China situation, like we saw at the start, you know, pretending that China is hiding an outbreak, the media getting onto it, finding them out, investigating, oh, China's responsible because someone ate a bat. Remember that nonsense? And then China spreading it to the world. And it's easy to pin it on China because they've demonized them so much in the media, whether wrong or right, a lot of the world easily blames China, just like a lot of the world easily blames Putin. Meanwhile, they're setting up all this infrastructure, and if you saw Greg Reese's video, if you haven't seen it yet, please do go and watch it. It includes an interview from me and Aman Jarvi on smart cities. That interview is actually up on band.video, the full interview on the Z Media tab. You can watch it. This is the infrastructure that they're setting up, your digital prison, while all of this is going on. And this situation and the amendments to the IHR are going to aid in setting up that digital prison because it calls for constant surveillance of citizens. It calls for constant monitoring of citizens in order to be pandemic ready. And maybe this time they'll say, because we didn't have the system set up, because we didn't have the treaty signed, this is why China got away with it again. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with the China situation, but something is very, very fishy there. And that's why I'm talking about it. And as much as I've tried to look away and say, that's just propaganda, something smells very, very off. I want to thank everyone for tuning in today. Thank you to the InfoWars team for all their hard work. Continue to support this broadcast and independent media who are giving you life-saving information for you to share with the world. God bless you all, and I'll see you all very soon.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.